In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, in addition to being the patronal feast day of the United States, it is also the feast day that is most misunderstood in the entire calendar. If you ask most people what we commemorate on this, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, they would look at you and go, Jesus was born without a human father. Well, yes, he was born without a human father. But this feast day is not about the virgin birth. Well, it's about what makes the virgin birth possible. Because today we celebrate not the conception of our Lord, but the conception of his Blessed Mother, who was preserved from the stain of original sin. From the very moment of her conception, her intellect and her will were not darkened. She was not affected by the sin of Adam and Eve. That made her unique among all people who are merely human. You know, her son was not affected by those sins either, but he's true God and true man. It's a different thing. And so today we commemorate that wonderful gift. And why is it so wonderful? As I said before, it makes our salvation possible. Because in order for us to be saved, God had to empty himself of glory and take upon himself our frail human nature. He had to become like us in all things but sin. And he could only receive a human nature from one who was unaffected by the sin of Adam and Eve, one who was not born outside of friendship with God. Because not only would he receive his human nature from his mother, but he would dwell within her womb for 9 months, rendering it holy as the temple in Jerusalem, as holy as the tabernacle, as holy as anything on earth, so that she would become the Ark of the New Covenant. How can such a thing happen? It's not a bad thing to ask. Notice that Our Lady even asked that when the angel came to her. How is it possible? How is it possible that she was born without the stain of original sin? It's possible for the same reason that it is possible for each one of us to be free from original sin, to have our sins forgiven and washed away, and be given new life from God, so that we become adopted sons and daughters of the Most High. She was preserved from the stain of original sin by the cross and resurrection of her Son, our Lord. Now that may seem strange to some people because it happened decades later, but it shouldn't. Because remember who we are talking about. We are talking about God. God is not bound by space or time. And so this day, we commemorate that unique event. And it's very important for us because it doesn't just tell us about the Blessed Virgin. It doesn't just tell us about her son, but it also tells us about ourselves. Because we too can be freed from the stain of original sin by her Son and his sacrifice. We too can be holy and have God dwell within us. What do you think happens when we worthily receive Holy Communion? And if that were not enough, for us in the United States, today is a very special day. It is the feast day of our patrons. You know, every nation has its own patron saint. England has St. George, Scotland has St. Andrew, Ireland, of course, has St. Patrick, Spain has the other James, but we have the Blessed Virgin Mary under her title of the Immaculate Conception. And so today I would strongly encourage you to take a moment and pray for our country, that we and it may be pleasing to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.